leading the news this morning, police have charged a 41-year-old man with the murder of Melbourne woman Jill Maher. Adrian Bailey was faced an out-of-court session overnight, charged with rape and murder. Police found the ABC employee's body off a dirt road in Gisborne South, northwest of Melbourne. The inhumane slaughter of thousands of Australian sheep in Pakistan has prompted renewed calls to end the live export trade. Pakistan media reports say many of them were brutally treated. The Australian exporter, Wellard, says it's appalled by the slaughter. Tasmania's upper house has rejected a bill to legalise same-sex marriage. The legislation was narrowly defeated, 8-6. Opponents say the bill didn't achieve true marriage equality and faced a possible high court challenge. Australia is sending a consulate official from Cairo to Libya to help secure the freedom of an Australian aid worker. Alexandra Bean is being stopped from leaving the country. Foreign Minister Bob Carr is denying claims by her family that he's not doing enough to help her. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the United Nations General Assembly Iran should be stopped before it builds a nuclear bomb. He says a clear red line should be set that if crossed would lead to military intervention. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has also addressed the General Assembly, and he's warned Israel that time is fast running out for a two-state solution.